Well, they say better late to the party than never, so I guess here I am, late to the party. Already the 2 weeks have gone and I'm kicking off here with day 14's topic, which was actually for yesterday, and that is your five favourite artists. It's quite a tough one for me actually, because I have quite a... I wouldn't say a massive, but I've quite an eclectic mix of music on vinyl, on CD, and on MP3, etc. And it's difficult to actually pick out my five favourite. So I've whittled them down, and I'll kick off with probably an artist or artists, if you want to include the other members, and that is Enigma. I remember buying their very first album. I heard it, I can't even remember where I heard it, but I heard this album somewhere, where it was a radio or where it was, and I went out and bought that particular album immediately, and that was the album MCMXC, Work Out Your Roman Numerals, and from that I'll play you one of my favourite tracks from that, and that is The Principle of Lust. Second favourite, not that they're my second favourite, but the second choice of my favourite artists is Santana, Carlos Santana. Whether he's just playing an instrumental on that amazing guitar, or whether he's singing, it doesn't matter. I just think his whole sound is tremendous stuff. And I've been playing Santana for, I don't know, donkey's years now. I just love the guy and I love what he does. And I have him on vinyl, I have him, as I said, on CD and on MP3, and just on vinyl, by the way. If you ever listen to Santana on a good vinyl system, it will literally blow you away, because it never comes out on, to me, on MP3 or even on CD. On vinyl, I suppose I could say that, but everything, couldn't I? Anyway, here it are. I'll stop rambling on now and we'll just go straight on. And a track I dearly love is Flor de Luna, and that's from his Ultimate Collection album number 2. Okay, so artist number three, my favourite artist, is George Michael. I love the guy from way, way back, even when he was with in Wham, with that other guy. What was his name again? Andrew? Oh, who the hell cares? I think he just mimed anyway. George Michael, a great favourite of mine. And what I like about his music is you can play the up-tempo stuff and just sit back and go with things. Or if you're in one of those moods, oh, gorgeous. His soul sultry, his voice and his words. It's just the way he does the whole thing. And if I'm driving late at night, I guess I'll put George Boy on and just being one of those sultry, laid-back, soft-sounding moods. Does that make sense? Probably not. So I'll just go on and play. This is Cowboys and Angels. Maybe not so well known, but it's from his Ladies and Gentlemen album. And I think it's a great track. Couldn't let my five top artists go without including someone from the classical genre, and so I'm including in this the wonderful pianist Alfred Brendel, and the piece that's coming up is Mozart's Piano Sonata in D Major, and that is Kirkel number 448. Brendel to me is one of the ultimate pianists. I know people talk about Rubinstein and others, but for me it's always been Brendel, and so I hope you enjoy this wee short piece. Okay, so my fifth favourite artist of all time. Well, I think these are definitely classed as all-time favourites. Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler on his own, but with Dire Straits, fantastic stuff. I guess I could probably name them as number one here, simply because I've enjoyed everything they've made. And the ultimate album for me was The Alchemy Live Double Vinyl, which was absolutely fantastic, and I still got it. So I'm going to play the instrumental track from Local Hero. It was a movie made here in Scotland, and this is a live version, and it comes from the Sultans of Swing special edition album. Dire Straits, need I say anymore? Thank you.